Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. The next Albany Symphony concert is coming on Saturday evening of Valentine's Day weekend. That's this weekend, February 13th. And it's all virtual-like. The Albany Symphony Orchestra has commissioned and will premiere one of Tyson Davis's first orchestral works, Distances. He is a 20-year-old composer who has been writing music since the age of 8. Also of note, the orchestra will be performing a virtually unknown major early work of Brahms, the original version of his first serenade. The evening is named, appropriately enough, Romantic Brahms, and we are pleased as punch to welcome Maestro David Alan Miller to the program. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hi, Joe. How are you? I'm great.
I am well, great. And I thank you very, very much for being here. We're also very pleased to welcome the aforementioned Tyson Davis to the program. Tyson, thank you for being here. A pleasure to have you on the program.
Of course, it's great to meet you.
Well, very nice to meet you. So, before we get into the details of the program, how are things going with the Albany Symphony Orchestra, David?
Well, things are going great, and we're really honored that you allowed us to join in on the impeachment pregame show. That's so wonderful of you, Joe. So thank you for that.
Well, I always enjoyed our time
there.
Here. Yeah, but I'm glad you're on the program.
I spend my mornings with you anyway because I'm always listening. So.
Oh, thank you.
But we're doing okay. You know, we're going on year two, I guess, here. And as you know, and all the listeners know, you know, for artists and particularly for individual artists, for our musicians in particular, it's been an incredibly hard time because there are no concerts and people normally get paid when they play. Institutionally, you know, we're continuing to do our concerts every month as planned, albeit virtually instead of actually. We're doing them with much smaller orchestras because of social distancing restrictions, but we're still making beautiful music, and Saturday night's concert is a great example of that, a beautiful kind of pre-Valentine's Day concert, you know, since no one's wanting to do anything about Valentine's Day on Sunday, since they're going to be preparing to go back to work or not work. Saturday night's the night. So it's a beautiful chance to hear some really great art, including Tyson's thrilling new piece and some great Brahms, and also an amazing early piece by William Walton. It's three young composers, and the William Walton is Facade, this work for narrator and orchestra that's an ensemble that's really hysterically surrealist, crazy, wonderful.
So will you be doing it live? Have you already done it? How does this work?
Oh, no, it's completely live in real time.
Great.
I think we've done four or five so far, and we do them in real time. We've got a whole incredible tech team, video, audio, two different teams, and we send it out in real time. We do a pre-concert talk with the composer. Tyson and I will be chatting. We'll probably pre-record that. But then we do the wonderful thing, which we never did in our live concerts. We do a talk back after the concert where people who have been listening can type in questions and we answer them. So Tyson will be with me and maybe one or two of the musicians. And
it's a great
chance to sort of do a post-mortem of the concert.
All right. So before we talk to Tyson, give us the backstory of how you came to his work and wanting to commission him for this piece.
Well, as you know, Joe, I'm always on the lookout for exciting new voices in composition, and I have a rather broad network, and I was just looking for a composer to write a piece for this concert, and a friend of mine who's a colleague of Tyson's, a young composer whose works I've done before, Jack Freer, mentioned him to me, and I checked out his music and was quite amazed to realize that he's 20 and already at Juilliard and has quite a long history of wonderful compositions and accomplishments behind him. And so I thought it'd be fun to have a piece of his. So I called him up and asked him to write a piece. Simple as that.
It is an easy story. So Tyson, tell us about Distances. How did this particular project come about?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously the piece was commissioned by the ASO and David.
Right.
But the piece, you know, I was trying to rein in on my craft, really, and trying to really focus in on what I was doing compositionally, you know, really diving in and looking at the material. And so I started writing by hand, really. This is the first piece I've written solely by hand, and then put it into the computer later to create a little bit more quality and a little bit more time and patience with myself and the music. But in general, my works, and this piece especially, too, oftentimes is trying to reflect the human psyche and what goes on emotionally with our minds. You know, I mean, you know, sometimes, for instance, you know, we wake up sad or we wake up joyous, we wake up anxious. you know, and there's all of these, there's always these fleeting sort of emotions that seem to go on in the mind with anyone throughout their day. And so I tried to channel that into this work. Whether it would be, you know, emotional distance, you know, no pun intended, you know, or physical distance with COVID, the work in general is trying to reflect the times and what's happening in American contemporary society right now at this time.
For a young composer like yourself, what is it like to have this commission and to have this particular something like this on the resume?
It's, you know, it's incredibly exciting and incredibly rare, you know, and I can't thank David and ASO enough, you know, for taking this chance on me, because they, you know, they really took a chance, you know, they risked it, you know, when it comes to having a young composer on a concert of a major American orchestra. But it's something that I will cherish, you know, for my entire career. But it's an extreme honor.
Well, you say they took a chance, but man, a pretty impressive resume for such a young age, right, David? I
mean, yes, and actually, it's the kind of chance we love to take. It's one of the things we most enjoy doing. And Tyson, we're just really happy to know you and to be able to work with you and at the beginning of your long, glorious career. So, and the piece is about 7+ minutes, so it's not like it's not a 47-minute piece. It's a beautiful little jewel of a piece that sits between these two other works by once young composers.
Well, I hope you got paid as if it were 47 minutes. But anyway,
one's getting rich here. No. We're all just trying to stay alive.
I don't know if they pay it by the minute, how that works.
Beautiful art. Oh, he's underpaid, as all artists are.
Put the meter on and just let it roll.
Oh, my God.
Actually, Joe, just so you and the listeners know, that it is or certainly was in my day how composers would charge. They would often, particularly established composers, would charge by the minute, like $1,000 a minute or whatever it may be. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Maybe one day.
Tyson's like, maybe someday I'll be able to pay off these debts.
Oh, it will happen eventually.
Yeah. We know it will. It will happen. So,
no doubt.
David, tell us a little bit about how you work with, I'll get both of your perspectives in our moments here left, but of how you work with Tyson and then how Tyson works with David as to pulling this off on Saturday night.
Well, truth be told, we haven't started rehearsing together yet. We start tomorrow, and we're doing three rehearsals tomorrow, and then a rehearsal Saturday and a concert Saturday. So Tyson's coming up today, I guess, and we've already spoken a little bit. We're going to speak some more, and then we start working together with the ensemble. And the wonderful thing about our orchestra is they're really open to composers, young, old, whatever their case. They love to hear what the composer has to say. So I kind of just guide what's on the page and make sure we all are playing, you know, what's written and trying to figure out how to, you know, best express it. And then we really look to the composer to help us, you know, fully realize how the piece works. So Tyson's age has nothing to do with it. I would treat him exactly the same way as I would treat a 87-year-old composer.
And Tyson, you enjoy that collaboration of getting to work with David and the orchestra.
Absolutely. I mean, it seems like in classical music, you know, conductors that are so open and so enthusiastic about new music seems to be a rarer and rarer commodity, you know. And, you know, so to have David here to be, you know, a guide for the instrumentalists for the music in such an enthusiastic way is absolutely amazing. You know, I was talking to someone yesterday about this metaphor, and I think of composition how, like a composer as the person that writes the recipe, and then the conductor and the musicians bake the bread together. And the conductor has to guide the musicians in the appropriate way so that the bread, you know, doesn't fall flat, you know.
He's a hell of a baker, Tyson. He really is.
I have wonderful, I don't want to call them ingredients, but my co-bakers are fantastic. And I must say, because it's a chamber ensemble, everybody's got a really critical solo role. So that's wonderful about all three of these pieces, that you really hear each individual instrument singing.
David, I hate ever to limit you to 1 minute, but if you can give one of your beautiful, nuanced explanations as we close as to what people can expect from Saturday night's concert, I would appreciate that.
Well, I'll take my 1 minute to focus on the Brahms. The Walton, as I said, is this crazy, wonderful, surrealist kind of Jabberwockian piece. And the Brahms is a work that is known in an orchestra version. This is the original version that's been reconstructed. It's a six-movement piece, but Brahms originally conceived it as a four-movement piece, and my contention is he conceived it as a symphony. And so we're going to probably be the first group that ever played it in the four-movement version, so you, the listeners, can decide whether this was Brahms's sort of veiled attempt at a first symphony. It's a very exciting, beautiful, heartfelt piece. So a really gorgeous concert. All these composers in their 20s. Walton was 21, Tyson 20, and Brahms was 25 when he wrote this piece. So it's kind of a brave new world sort of concert.
Well, that's terrific. It is entitled Romantic Brahms. It's a beautiful evening. You can find out more. It's, by the way, Saturday night at, 7:30, I believe? Do I have that right?
7:30. Yeah, with a pre-concert at 7 and a post-concert after.
And you can find out information about all of it by going to albanysymphony.com, albanysymphony.com. Tyson, a delight to meet you. Thank you very much for being with us. And David, it's always good to have you on the program. Continued best wishes to you, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you, Joe. Great
Thank
to you. Hear
you. Yeah, this was great.
Be well. Thanks
Thank
to you,
you
both. Again, Bye. Albanysymphony.com for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.